neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
My radio dial never strays.
What's up, G?
This show doesn't have a topic.
Those are things that you have to have as a human. Thanks for wasting my time.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he wants answers from the World Health Organization about what he calls an inadequate response to the early days of the new coronavirus in China before the United States provides more funding.
We're going to do a study, investigation, and we're going to make a determination as to what we're doing. In the meantime, we're holding back.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says about the accusations.
If you don't want many more body bags, then you refrain from politicizing it.
Bernie Sanders, now out of the presidential race, tells Stephen Colbert on CBS he'll do everything he can to make sure President Trump is not reelected.
Because I believe Trump has been the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country. And we're seeing his narcissism, his ignorance playing out in terms of the pandemic.
America's listening to Fox News.
Yes.
Where is that goodie package at? Did you take it home?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that.
I didn't know. You could have, and that's perfectly fine.
I heard you open the box on the air yesterday.
When I came up here and fixed the audio on your computer, Rosie was like, here, have a cookie. And so I had a cookie.
Oh, there's cookies involved?
Holy crap.
There are cookies involved.
So are they not, but they're not in the premises? On the premises?
They're on the premises. I'll get to them when you're doing the weather because...
Do I get 20 questions?
Dad, I want a cookie.
I got one question. What's the weather going to be?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Well, there is a rapidly approaching line of showers, and right now it extends from Clanton to Billingsley to Selma. It's a nice little shower here, and let's see, where would that be? Just not too far from Thomaston and Sweetwater. That's a nice little shower. Anyway, the line is starting to lose a lot of its definition as it heads towards us, and this is exactly what we expected. So chance of a morning shower, maybe the rumble of thunder this morning, sure. Gradual clearing, I think. Probably after lunchtime, high 84. Cooler tonight, low 54. Could be an isolated shower late tonight. Much cooler tomorrow, high 69 to 70. That's a big, big change. Clouds early, sunshine later. Mid-70s Saturday. Clouds will be increasing during the day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night. And then all eyes on the ominous storm system on Easter Sunday. Locally severe weather. Severe storms, at least an enhanced severe weather risk, which is a pretty big deal, 4 days out from the Storm Prediction Center. And all modes of severe weather, including tornadoes, are on the board. Sunday's high is 78. Right now, west winds at 5 miles per hour, 88% relative humidity. Our temperature is 71. A little misty outside at 7:07.
All right, you have sacks here of trail mix, homemade. Chex mix.
This is the trail mix, huh?
I can see it from downstairs.
Look at
this. What's in the blue containers downstairs?
Absolutely nothing for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I have two different types of cookies.
Oh.
And I believe this one that I'm holding downstairs is a flourless peanut butter cookie.
What?
Flourless.
Oh, no, okay.
It's been deflowered?
You're so naughty.
You tell him.
Man. Oh, Rich.
I think there's a second sunrise going on in the studio.
Oh, Rich.
I see this red glow from the other side
of
the
computer.
Oh, my goodness. Damn. Hey.
So these are keto friendly then for you?
Yeah.
Well, then we
but eat. They're for everybody.
Yeah, but if those are keto friendly, we shouldn't touch those.
Keto is the capital
we
of
should eat the
Ecuador.
Ones that are un-keto.
I got news for you. The coronavirus has kind of done a number. I'm doing the best I can, but I'm not doing as well as I was.
That's the way with everybody.
Yeah.
I so much want an order of pizza today.
Right now, Brian Jewelry, like so many other businesses, you know, here's a group that's been, they're in their deep into their seventh decade. As part of Prattville, they've grown with Prattville. And they're doing everything they can to follow the guidelines from the CDC, but still make their jewelry available. My recommendation, visit BrianJewelry.com, because you can see everything there. You can join their club. The showroom is closed, but they're still doing business, and you can hit the contact option on the website, schedule an appointment, or just browse the amazing inventory, and they have some beautiful items for Easter. And right on the heels of Easter, we have Mom's Day, and they can arrange financing. So they're doing everything they can. In fact, if you want something created from scratch, they can still do that. It's just that until the governor's order is lifted, the showroom has to remain closed. But you can work around that with them. BrianJewelry.com. First thing you should do is join their club and enjoy $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. And then explore the website. They have so many options on here for you. Great local jeweler. And they have grown with Prattville from a tiny little shop in a tiny little town to a full-fledged, full-service jewelry store in a thriving metropolis. Start your visit at BrianJewelry.com. And there are a number of different options to work with them at this time.
Oh, my God. Those deflowered cookies are great.
Aren't they?
They're so good.
Budimus. It's 7:10, so Random Facts is coming up, and that'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Stay tuned.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its shutdown of production. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee works at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they're following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. And some local businesses are coming together to make masks for healthcare workers. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival costume department has already produced 300 masks that will now be delivered to local hospitals. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 9th, 1929, the world welcomed little baby Hugh Hefner.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's a playboy. I'm only going to read it for the articles.
Hugh Hefner, a star is born.
And now, I got the centerfold open. Take a look at those.
Random facts.
Yeah. Feel free to misinterpret.
Yep. Will do.
Want another deflowered cookie.
Oh, God.
Those are so good.
Do you want one?
Not right this second. Okay.
But those, not that I'm the keeper of the cookies or anything.
I'm eyeing those Chex Mix.
Oh, they're quite good. I'll just slide that bag over.
All right, from
downstairs.
Go ahead.
Did you know?
Did I know?
In 2015, a man in Iowa stole a bag of dog poop out of a truck bed. He was trying to steal the truck, but realized he couldn't do it. So he just thought, well, fine, I ain't gonna go away empty-handed. So he stole a bag of poop. The bag was valued at about $1.
Ain't that a bunch of...
Yeah, I know. The first comment says, who gives a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know, when insects are electrocuted by bug zappers, does anybody still have those?
Oh, man, that sound, though.
Yeah. When they are electrocuted by bug zappers, it can spread a mist containing insect parts to about 6.5 feet from the device.
Thank you.
The air around the bug zapper can become contaminated by bacteria and viruses that can be inhaled by people or settle on food. The whole point of the bug zapper has a light to attract bugs.
Right.
But I'll be damned if everybody who gets one of these things puts it right near where everybody's hanging out.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It's like a home entertainment system.
You know, put it away from you. Put it on the opposite end of where you're hanging out. The light will attract the bugs. And your food won't get contaminated with bug parts.
Thank you. That's your bug part moment for the day.
Oh, I got better ones coming up. Okay. And I think I've already done it, but we'll see. I couldn't pass it up to do it again. Did you know humans have 3 cones that mix and blend to make all the colors that we can see? However, it turns out there's a special type of shrimp that has 16 cones. This means that there are millions, if not billions, of colors that we can't even imagine, let alone see.
Wow. I want to be a shrimp.
Did you know there are more Burmese pythons in the wild in Florida than there are in the wild in Burma?
Yeah.
Where Burmese pythons
idiots.
From, right?
Let's get a 25-foot snake, keep it in a glass tank in the backyard, and spend $100 a week feeding it live food.
This is what I hear about a lot of places, is that wild animals are starting to venture into public spaces now because everything's been cleared out, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody's staying at home.
Right.
And so now they're kind of moving back in, they're just sort of like, hey, there's no people here. I'm going to kind of, you know, explore.
I'm sure Stephen King's working on something.
Yeah, right?
It's been happening with deers.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of Florida with gators, snakes.
Well, games. Yeah, the Gators, before this thing hit, have been turning up in places they hadn't been before. But we've seen that here, too.
Over on McLemore near the train track.
Right, yeah. Right. Just sunning himself.
Did you know in 1918, at a Boy Scout medal ceremony, Teddy Roosevelt attempted to make a joke at Theodore Geisel's expense by exclaiming, "What's this boy doing here?" It backfired, causing the future Dr. Seuss
right, Theodore
to Geisel. Develop a lifelong fear of crowds.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna.
Where are we at?
Oh, okay. See, here's the thing. Unbeknownst to Theodore Geisel, Roosevelt had been had accidentally been given one medal too few, and assumed he had only been handing them out to 9 scouts. Well, Theodore was the 10th to come up there.
Oh.
When he crossed the stage to accept his award, Roosevelt stared down at him and bellowed, "What's this boy doing here?" Rather than explain the situation, Theodore's scoutmaster whisked him off the stage, making a humiliating mix-up even worse.
Ugh.
He was traumatized by it, and from that point on had a phobia of big crowds. So that's the situation. We have got 6 more.
Do one, and then we'll take a break.
Did you know there's a Russian barge called the Akademik Lomonosov, maybe, I don't know. It's in the Russian Far East. It is Russia's first floating nuclear power station.
Hmm.
It is also the world's northernmost nuclear power plant. It has to be towed. It's not a. It's not self-propelled, put it that way. So it has to be moved. Coming up in Random Facts, we're going to talk about a certain type of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Lex Luthor is also in our Random Facts. Cashews, an interesting fact about them.
Gesundheit.
An interesting fact about Elizabeth Taylor. Hello. The light came on.
Let there be light.
Yeah. An interesting fact about Elizabethtown, New Jersey from the 1950s. And walruses.
Or walry.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
And here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
Later on, we're going to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. But right now, I would like you to take the floor and talk about how great their food is.
Seafood Bistro? I would love to talk about the great food at Seafood Bistro. Listen, there's never a time I couldn't go for Seafood Bistro right here in front of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what do I want? That's the situation. Fried green tomatoes? Sure, put them down in front of me. Fried pickles? Oh, yeah, those too. Cajun cheese curds? Why not? The shrimp and grits? Always a winner. They have salads. I'm not feeling a salad right now. Do I want some gator? Maybe. Butterfly shrimp? Yes. Cajun popcorn? Yes. Crab claws? Please. Boil bag? We can get messy. That's no problem. You can do this, too. All you got to do is order from the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today. You can call them at 279-7500 when they open and put in your order. It is curbside delivery or curbside pickup right now. And also, you can have it delivered using one of the apps. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, they'll all bring you the deliciousness of the Seafood Bistro. All of those apps, by the way, have the menu on them and pictures. Plus, so does their website, theseafoodbistro.com. It's the Seafood Bistro. Open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Like and follow them on Facebook.
7:21 is the time, part 2 of Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, the Georgia Road and Williams Road, right there at the corner up above Wetumpka. We had a very bad accident earlier this morning. The Georgia Road is still closed until further notice. Take that in mind. Maybe use an alternate route if you're coming into Wetumpka on the Georgia Road this morning. Other than that, around Montgomery, we've got some congestion. Congressman Dickinson Drive and Federal Drive into Atlanta Highway. Also, the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry, and that's about it. Everywhere else, moderate traffic around the city and on I-65 and 85 through Montgomery. No accidents in the Montgomery area to report to you at this time. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's is offering drive-up services during the current health crisis. Marguerite's gifting, repair, appraisal, buying and trading, and watch services are all available. Marguerite's will be replacing watch batteries and hearing aid batteries at no charge to the community during the crisis. You may call Marguerite's at 334-270-0074 for more info or the texting of images. Thank you and stay well.
For more information, call Marguerite's 334-270-0074. The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 9th, Be Kind to Lawyers Day. If you see an attorney, be sure to be extra nice, or else those slimeball ambulance chasers will sue you. Oh, they will pick your bones clean like vultures. So, unless you want to die of old age in court, be kind to lawyers today.
And now, don't forget Duncan Tomlinson, the official divorce lawyers for
Random.
Oh, and one more thing.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Back to you, Jay.
Yeah, thanks. That was just me. Did you know it is a traditional Sardinian cheese called Casumarzu?
Gesundheit.
It is eaten with live maggots in it. The maggots break down the cheese's fats, making it exceptionally soft.
Well.
Each cheese has thousands of maggots in it. The larvae can launch themselves up to 15 centimeters.
Don't give Wiley any ideas.
Right? Diners will hold their hands above the cheese to prevent the jumping. From the
they
from the
leap right out.
Oh, they jump! Yeah, they are jumpers.
I didn't know that larvae could do that.
Further explanation on this, or at least how some people eat it. Yeah. Some who eat the cheese prefer not to, you know, eat the maggots. Those who don't want to eat the maggots place the cheese into a sealed paper bag, much like you would with this Chex Mix.
So it just pops
downstairs.
Yeah.
The maggots will then be starved for oxygen.
Okay.
And they will, you know, squirm and jump in the bag. It'll create a sound, you know, a little pitter-patter of them jumping in the bag. Uh-huh. So you just sit that to the side, and as soon as, it's kind of like listening for popcorn to stop.
Right, when it stops.
When it stops making a little pitter-patter, it's like, okay, that cheese is okay to eat.
It's all right.
Yeah.
When you order the cheese, can you say, hold the maggots?
I have no idea.
Hold the pickle, hold the maggot special order. Don't upset us. Have it your way.
I want your cheese to have your cheese your way.
Have it your way. Did you know? I mean, it's a cheese I want to try. I don't know if I want to try it with the maggots, but it's a cheese I definitely want to try. I like cheese.
What's our next thing again coming up? Wiley?
Oh. Bouillabaisse.
That sounds
like a seafood type thing.
It sounds great.
Seafood soup.
They served that great at the Sea Watch restaurant in Pompano where we had our.
I was wondering if it was at the.
It was down to visit Goose.
The whatever that diner you worked at.
No, that was not featured. The Athenian steak was on the menu there, but not the bouillabaisse.
Yeah. Wiley to hold the maggots.
Did you know? In 1944, Lex Luthor was the first character in a comic book and one of the first in fiction to use an atomic bomb.
Wow.
The United States Department of War asked this storyline to be delayed from publication, which it was until 1946, to prevent the secrecy of the Manhattan Project, which apparently wasn't so secret.
Well, I mean, the concept of atomic energy was around, but nobody knew that we were making the bomb, except for that creep that told Russia what we were doing.
Did people know it could be weaponized, or knows that there was some way to weaponize it, or was it... What did you know about atomic energy at the time?
Well, they knew a lot, and they didn't know that much. It's like the day they tested Trinity.
Right.
And saw the first atomic explosion, they didn't know if it was going to be a big blast with damage or if it would set the atmosphere on fire. They were taking bets on that.
Right. It's a 50-50 chance. We might destroy the world, or we could just cause a really big explosion.
But you see, they did. I went to visit.
Let's go for it.
Because our school played football at the University of Chicago's Stagg Field.
Mm-hmm.
It was underneath Stagg Field. They had conducted the first successful nuclear chain reaction. You can go there and see that square-shaped thing. Yeah. And when they saw the continuous reaction, they knew that they had a form of energy that if they could harness it, would go forever and have potential to propel submarines, vehicles, all kinds of things.
Did you know that cashews are in the same family as poison ivy?
No.
Really?
Cashews cannot be sold in their shells because they can cause a similar itchy skin reaction due to a chemical within them. The same thing is that when you roast cashews, the smoke from them is also very harmful.
So,
or can be.
When cashews are in the store, then they're without the shell.
I don't think I've ever seen a shell in it. I don't know that I've ever seen a cashew in a shell.
Okay.
You know? Right. Or with its shell or anything like that.
Wow. Poison ivy and cashews.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thunk?
Did you know, in a space of 58 days, this took place between December 15th, 1951, and February 11th, 1952, there were 3 airplane crashes in Elizabethtown, New Jersey.
Yes. I did know about this.
How short a period of time?
58 days.
Wow.
They were more frequent in general in those days, but yeah.
What was
the reason, though?
I'm trying to see what this is from. This is based off of a novel, and The Unlikely Event is the name of the novel.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in the early 1950s. They were dealing with the Korean War, but... single mother, and everyone was with deal with an unexpected and unexplained rash. Unexpected and unexplained rash of airplane crashes in their backyards. 3 plane crashes that took place in their hometown of the course. The first occurred with the plane crashing into the Elizabeth River. The second happened in January, where it nearly hit a high school for girls. And the last crash was February 11th of the same year. It narrowly missed an orphanage. Good God.
Yeah. Well, in those days, the reason why those things happened, A, there were still a lot of advancements to be made in air traffic control and radar, but the original airports were built into neighborhoods. So
right.
If there was something wrong,
mm-hmm.
the margin for error was, in many cases, zero. Midway Airport.
How about Midway? Chicago, yeah, I was just going to say Midway is.
It's a square mile in the middle of a densely populated area, just like LaGuardia is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're descending into Chicago on a cloudy day, and you get below the clouds, you're right on top of the houses before you get to the corner where the runway is. It's pretty freaky.
And finally, a real quick, short, random fact for you. Did you know walruses can whistle? You're gonna hit the YouTubes now that we can do this without any problem?
I may have. I saw something.
You got a whistling walrus?
I believe... Yeah, now hang on.
Okay, I'm hanging on to every single word you say.
Don't go away. Scroll.
Scrolling.
Keep them.
There's a special report. Oh, these are going to be job numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. Thursday.
Hang on.
6 million more.
Again?
Six million more last week plus. So that's 16 million. Okay.
Where is this? I saw this yesterday. It was a secret sound.
Really? And that's what it was? Was a whistling walrus?
Yeah, we just didn't have time to do this on the air. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be tying up the show.
Can't you search for it? Can you just type in secret Santa?
No, this is the hard way to do it, and that's how I insist. Sure, I could search for it. That would be so much easier, but I'm having too much fun now tying up the station and random facts and delaying the pop quiz, and I know this is here. Unless it was 2 days ago. You know what? This coronavirus is making everybody's memory a little bit weird, not knowing what day it is and stuff like that.
Who are you?
Jake. My name is Jake. If it's not here, then it's not here. Where's this walrus? There's the pandas having sex. There's the...
That's a secret sound.
That never gets old.
No. Oh, man. All right, I am sorry.
I'd like for you to search for it. I'd like to hear it.
I saw it this week. I thought yesterday.
Would you type in secret sound or walrus? Or
I'm just putting walrus in and seeing what comes up with that. The walrus medley. I am the walrus. The contest walrus. All right. I think this is getting old.
And Leon's getting larger.
I'm deeply, deeply disappointed. Rough weather, man. Half a dollar size tail yesterday.
Right.
I am...
Hen size. Hen size hail, officially.
You're kidding.
In other words, that's what they call 2-inch in diameter. They have...
Measured by animal?
So they do it... 1 3/4 is golf ball. Uh-huh. 2 inches is hen size, and then I think 2 1/4 is tennis ball.
Huh. That's what you need. Well, that kind of hail is more than enough to do the kind of damage that can require a roof repair. Not necessarily a roof replacement.
Right.
But definitely damage that needs to be fixed. And Jones Brothers is always at the ready. And they'll quickly be able to assess whether or not the roof is just damaged and they need to patch a certain part of it, or if it does, in fact, need replacement. And I do believe in a situation like that where it's an act of God, that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. But it's the one part of your house that you can't afford to have holes open, because after the hail's gone, you've got all kinds of other issues that could take place with that aperture in your roof. Jones Brothers has been in business. They're well into their 8th decade. The reason they've lasted that long is they play it straight with their customers. They're great at what they do, and they offer an array of other services, including replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient. They do beautiful work, too. They're paint matching, top-notch when they do an installation. We've had them do several projects for us, including a few roof patches where water got in. They sealed the area, touched up the interior where the hideous stain was, and we went on with our lives. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009, or call, or rather visit them online and browse their portfolio of accomplishment at jbroof.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Well, we checked the mailbox, and there was nothing from Little Richie Thomas out in Ohio today. I got a negative question.
I already have one. I'm going to do the bug zapper one.
Did you send it already?
Yeah, the bug zapper one.
Let me look over what you sent.
There's the Dr. Seuss one. There's the Burmese Tiger one. There's the supervillain.
I'll do the bug zapper. We'll do the bug zapper.
Three airplane crashes in 58 days. That's good, too.
I'll do the bug zapper.
Okay. Name the airline.
Okay. We just got an email, a special delivery from Rich. So here it is. We talked about bug zappers, and, you know, little tip, keep them away from you, because when they zap a bug, they spray insect body parts. How far?
Oh, jeez.
How far do they spray their little bug parts? 272-9228. 272-9228. And I found the whistling walrus.
Did you?
Oh, yes. My gosh.
It was in today's. But I'm so whacked on time that I forgot it was today and not yesterday. I don't know who I am anymore. 7:36. We'll,
Bye, sexy.
Thanks. We'll grab a winner while we check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an update for you now on the really bad accident that occurred this morning at the Georgia Road and Williams Road up above Wetumpka. We're now hearing there is a fatality in this accident. The Georgia Road is closed and will be closed to through traffic for a while this morning. This could take a good bit of time with a fatality involved in that accident. So please avoid Georgia Road at Williams Road until further notice. Now, around the Montgomery area, we've got light to moderate traffic. Mostly everywhere. A little bit of congestion. Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. Little bit of congestion around the boulevard at some of the major intersections. But all in all, looking good around the Montgomery area. Buckle up and let's be safe out there today. Map a course for your life. Go to trenthamstate.edu and choose the career you've always dreamed of. Trenham State, a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Remember our pop quiz question, it involves exploding bugs and bug parts and stuff like that, and Taylor gets first whack at it.
Hey.
Hey, now. Morning.
Hi.
I do believe it's 6 feet.
Oh, you're close. Yeah. You're so close.
Yeah, but actually... The parts go
just a little bit further than that.
Farther.
Good try, though, well, man.
I do have one other thing. I found out the cure for the coronavirus.
Oh, what is that?
That's a virus that's been going around for a long time.
I got it from Greg. Rub some bacon on it.
Rub some bacon on it. That's gotta work.
We'll play the cure next hour. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don. What's up? Doing?
Hey, we're
doing pretty good. How far do them bug parts go?
I heard 6.5 feet.
You are right.
That's the one.
See,
I got a question though.
Yeah,
you think that Walrus might be able to whistle Dixie for me?
Well, I've got the whistling walrus here. You ready to listen to this?
Yeah, I want
to
hear it.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
We ready?
Wow.
And they take turns. It's two walruses.
They sound like distant trains. See, if you'd done that for the secret sound, I think we would have been going forever for this. But that's amazing.
You sound a little bit like a whale, doesn't it?
That or a train? I'm hearing a train, like a train in the distance.
Yeah, train whistle.
I was certain I saw that yesterday.
That's bugging you.
It's really, yeah, it is, to be honest with you.
So you could have put that in our pet stories. Right?
Animal stories.
Animal stories, yeah.
Well, I'll reprise it. All right, hold on. You've won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Let's say good morning to everybody else. Like, Robert, good morning.
Well, I had the right answer. I just wasn't fast enough on the digit.
It's the way it goes, man, but we really appreciate the effort, and you're also in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. That includes the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
And good morning. Is that what the bugs say when they get with the bug zappers? Or they go...
Hey, I got a follow-up question for you. You want one?
Three
airplane crashes within 58 days in what town?
Oh, it was in New Jersey.
Yes. You got the state right.
Okay, no, I don't remember.
Elizabethtown.
Yeah.
All right, man, check it out.
All right. Have fun. Bye.
Thank you. And Steve, good morning. Thanks for trying.
Good morning, gang. Good morning. I think Elizabethtown, if I'm not mistaken, is close to McGuire Air Force Base.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because I was stationed at McGuire, and I remember, you know, having Elizabethtown was a very small community adjacent to Fort Dix and McGuire. But I wonder, that might be a cause of some of those airplane crashes.
Yeah, sure.
Lord. I mean,
the increased activity, no less. But yeah, interesting.
Wow. How much rain did we get yesterday?
The airport had only 0.05, but that was not representative. For instance, Wetumpka had 0.5 inch. I had 1/3 of an inch. What did you have at your house?
31.
31. I had 3,100 in my house, too. How about that?
Lots of hail all over the place.
A few warnings. And a severe thunderstorm watch. So,
Millbrook, all of a sudden, we had a real severe downdraft.
Right?
Yeah, well, that, we got that wine. Here, man, right after it was like over.
That rush of cool air that comes out of the bottom.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks.
Prevalent at 0.13.
0.13?
Yeah.
All right. See, yeah, the airport was 0.05. Hardly anything. But there was a lot of rain in a short period of time. A lot of thunder.
Yo, man, yesterday we had almost a parallel experience because we could hear the thunder through the roof and over the air.
Yeah.
But this time I didn't say, wouldn't that be wild if it struck the building? Because last time I said that, it did. We don't want that to happen again.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, look at that on the radar. Just as expected. Boy, future radar was perfect on this idea. We had some severe thunderstorms this morning in the from Tuscaloosa on northwestward. But the future radar showed it falling apart before it gets to us. And guess what it's doing? It's falling apart right in front of our eyes here. So risk of a shower, maybe the rumble of thunder this morning, although that is now unlikely. I think we'll see gradual clearing, especially after lunchtime. Today's high 84, so it turns into a really nice day. Cooler tonight, low 54. Could be an isolated shower late tonight. Much cooler tomorrow, but I think we're dry. Clouds early, sunshine later. High 69 to 70. Wow, what a change. Mid-70s Saturday, clouds increase. We're dry. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night. Then Easter Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of the storms could become easily severe. In fact, we're already in a very enhanced risk zone from the Storm Prediction Center. That could turn into, by Sunday, a moderate risk, which is a big deal, including the threat of tornadoes. So keep that in mind. Right now, looks like the high temperature is 78. We have west winds at 5 miles per hour, 88% humidity. Temperature is 71 now, a little misty at 744.
Your local news is next, followed by today's edition of Animal Stories. And we ain't just whistling walruses.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee works at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they're following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its shutdown of production. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. And some local businesses are coming together to make masks for healthcare workers. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival costume department has already produced 300 masks that will now be delivered to local hospitals. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It is quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
I've tried coffee, fiber, laxatives.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
It's good coffee. I'm going to drink it.
This is some real good coffee right there.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
I want a urine sample from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Can I get you some coffee?
I just need something to help me think straight.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey,
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. Yeah, it was nice timing. Thanks, guys.
Yes, it was. I'm sorry. I was looking at a text coming in. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You just keep your head buried in your phone. And ignore
I will.
Buddy.
I know. I do.
In case you missed it, at the end of Random Facts, this sound, these are two walruses whistling back and forth at each other.
Batters the 715 out of Chattanooga.
Or the shift is over. It reminds me of the sounds that woke up Cousin Vinny in the middle of the night.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
Arnold.
Thank you.
This is not bull. This is the truth. Interstate 35 in Minnesota. Truck driver received a shock when a turkey was apparently minding its own business. Suddenly broke through his windshield. The truck driver was named Dante Wisco. He works for Beer Farms on Interstate 35 near Eagan, and this turkey was soaring past his trailer. Second turkey suddenly appeared in the road and launched itself into the air, crashing through the passenger side of the windshield. A 35-pound bird. An Eagan police officer came upon the scene and summoned state patrol vehicles to help guide traffic so the turkey could be ejected from the cab of the truck. After removing the bird, the turkey went back into a wooded area as if nothing happened.
Huh. 35-pound bird?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big boy.
Stuffing the cab of a truck. Okay. Beehive Bandit, we're going to stay in Minnesota. A family set up a camera to find out what was happening to their frequently damaged beehive, discovered the culprit was a honey-thieving bear.
A bear?
Yes, it was a bear. The Oak Grove family said the Beehive Bandit had been damaging the hive on their property near Rum River Regional Park on a nightly basis. So they set up trail cameras that captured footage of a hungry bear wrestling honey out of the hive. They said they reported the bear, which branded Winnie the Pooh Honey Thief, to wildlife authorities, and those are your animal stories.
Yes.
It's Friday. In case you haven't been following.
And you'll hear all about an exotic owl, but that one's in North Carolina. Near the Cronins, who sent us all these delicious snacks downstairs.
If he can find the story tomorrow.
Right now, though, Jay Scott is going to tell you about a pretty amazing guy in Once a week, Millbrook.
Once a week now?
Social distancing.
Yeah, it's okay. Slowed down a lot.
Okay.
Dr. Jeff Pasley and his team at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, I've talked about them before, but if you're waking up in any kind of pain, maybe you got up this morning and you're feeling stiff, maybe you got up previous mornings thinking it would go away over time and it hasn't. That's bad, man. You start feeling that, you need to get it checked out as soon as you can, because it might not be a temporary situation. Better to get it checked out before it does become long-term or worse. Call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic at 285-8043. You can go online to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. Now, they're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook, but their website, millbrookchiropractor.com, will give you all the information you need to know about exactly where they're located, their hours of operation as well. They've got the new patient forms that you can fill out online. You can also schedule an appointment online if you'd like to do that. They're a small office, but they got a very personal touch, and they do not overlook their patients. You can feel confident that you're going to receive treatment in a very timely fashion. They invest in your well-being. They don't do this whole McHealthcare cycle system thing that other places may do. And they accept most insurance plans as well. Everything you need to know, like I said, is at their website, millbrookchiropractor.com, for Dr. Jeff Pasley and his fantastic staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
There's a guy, if I were, I'm suggesting, look him up, his Facebook page, because he'll learn you something. He is a brilliant man.
He also serenade you with a song or two.
All right, Gomer.
He'd learn you something.
Well,
you know your ciphering stuff? Yeah.
It is this.
What used to call it on the Beverly Hillbillies, Gazintas. That was Jethro says, I know my Gazintas. Like two Gazinta.
I didn't watch
four goes better. Into eight twice.
I was more of a Green Acres guy.
Gazintite.
7:53.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got some problems up above Wetumpka this morning. We had a very bad accident on the Georgia Road at Williams Road. A lot of people use Georgia Road into Wetumpka and on into Montgomery in the morning. Georgia Road is closed until further notice. There was a fatality involved in that accident. So people are taking the long way around or jumping down to Highway 14. We got a lot of congestion on Highway 14 this morning into Wetumpka, on into Montgomery. Just use caution wherever you are up in Elmore County. Around the Montgomery area, light to moderate traffic. We've got a little congestion around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 are looking good. No real problem and no accidents into us in the Montgomery area to report to you at this time. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Those of you who have been listening to the show for any length of time know that as recently as the middle of last week, I was starting to raise awareness on the fact that our economy needs to begin reopening, and the sooner the better.
Right.
And I see that now becoming a daily theme. Even Dr. Fauci has said there are, you know, very soon we'll be able to, I'll make a prediction now. I think the stay-at-home order from the governor will end on the date that she's got it set for. And maybe...
Is that April 30th?
27th. Maybe even sooner. It depends. But Disney has already contemplating ways they can reopen their parks because this has left thousands and thousands of people on the sidelines.
Huge.
And one of the ideas they're contemplating is taking everybody's temperature when you come into the park. I'm not making this up. Yeah. Ooh. That's Barney.
Disney will test everyone for fevers and disease. TEMPERATURE. 98.7 if you want to see Mickey. TEMPERATURE if you're hot.
Kick you out.
If you're not.
Come inside.
After 3 hours of waiting in a line.
Line, line, line.
Come inside the teacup ride if you're corona free.
TEMPERATURE.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV at 7:57. Having a car, I think that's an essential thing.
Yeah, pretty much. You got to have one.
And some folks, you know, they got a vehicle that has, well, it's met its expiration date. And you need something new, but you don't want to buy new, but you like to buy something that looks new. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is the place to find those vehicles. Vetted on three different levels. One, vehicle history. Can't be in any major wrecks, you know, where they've had to re-bend the frame or any of that stuff. They won't consider those. Two, the interior has to be well-maintained. I mean, and think about this. They have a 94 Caprice. At 4,800 bucks, this car is 26 years old, but the interior met their standards. I know the people that own this vehicle. They, the nicest people you'd ever meet, would be like, buying a car from a friend, truly, and a great starter vehicle for a new driver in the family.
I know this to be true because guess who I bought mine from? Tip.
Yeah, Tip Thames. Yeah. You know, it's funny. When we needed a car for my stepson who's going to college, we went, and Tip had just taken a trade-in from a Navy captain, a Subaru, with the car was 11 years old. But the guy had kept meticulous records on the servicing of this vehicle and kept it in, you know, I guess, button-down Navy people that, like, polished their shoes and stuff. This car was gleaming. It still is. It still looks great. And Subarus last a long time. Values like that, under $10,000 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We have purchased three times in the last year and six times total from Tip and that group over there.
You kind of like did an upgrade, especially on technology.
Yeah.
And didn't change the monthly payment much at all.
No, I loved the 17 Rogue I was driving, but they had a 19 come back. It was out on a 6-month lease, so it had low miles.
All the bells and whistles, right?
Full warranty left, yeah. Full 100,000 mile powertrain, and it came with all the features that weren't standard on the 17. And I was able to upgrade to that car at an additional $7 a month.
Mm.
That's the kind of
amazing
money-making miracles they can do for you at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Bypass, Jack.